Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
How many of you have not waited before and wished later that you should have? I wished I would have waited. Is that anybody in here? Is the right crowd here today? Okay. Oh, I wished I'd have waited. Wished I'd have just paused a little bit before I said, you know, words are like toothpaste. Once you squeeze them out, you can't get them back in. How many of you ever been at a restaurant? And if you go to a real good restaurant, what is one of the first questions that you ask? How long is what? How long is the wait? Why do you say that? You want to know how long it's going to be. I was at a restaurant. I was going to celebrate Brenda's birthday and was going to Longhorn Steakhouse. You went in, didn't you? And she said, because the parking lot was, and I just waited at the door. And she came back. She said, it's 1 hour and 20 minutes. And you say, huh? It's her birthday, man. So I ask her a very crucial question. You don't want to wait, do you? I did say, do you want to wait? She says, no. She said, no, let's go somewhere else. Do you know sometimes we wait for things that, well, I've waited over an hour before to eat. Have you? Good. Because I'm not through. Y'all get that in a minute. Waiting. What constitutes how long you're going to, what determines how long you're going to wait? The value of what it is that you're waiting for. How many of you rolled up? I love McDonald's. A little. I love their sausage and egg McMuffins, but anyway. If I rolled up to McDonald's, where is the church hills? There you are. There you are. The next time you go into McDonald's, ask them how long the wait is. And if they tell you an hour, how long do you think you're going to wait at McDonald's? Huh? I mean, they call it fast food. The other places call it fast food too. So you don't want to hear it's going to be another 20 minutes. Right? So the reality of how we wait is what we're waiting for. And what value does it have to us? Right? Isaiah 40 out of the New King James, we won't do the other one yet, out of the New King James, it says this, Isaiah 40, verse 31. For those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. And they shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Boy, I love those verses. Or that verse, I should say. Don't you? But there's a lot of stuff connected to that verse. Because it's not waiting like this. Well, God, you going to do anything? How long
am I gonna have to wait?
Until you get it. Who said that? But, see, that's a waiting. But that's not this waiting. That's not this waiting. This waiting means to collect yourself together. What does that mean? It means to gather up your feelings, gather up your emotions, gather up your thoughts, and gather up your choices. Gather them all up. Collect yourselves together. It's not through with it. Collect yourself. Gather up all that you're going through, all that you feel, all that you're thinking, all that you're making decisions on. Gather up your soul. That's what he's saying. Gather up your soul. To tie or to bind, listen to this. This is beautiful. To tie or to bind yourself. To bind yourself to the Lord with hope and expectations. That is not the waiting that you just saw. That waiting is to collect myself, mind, will, and emotions, and begin to tie myself to the Lord in hope and expectation. That's a whole new area of whole category of waiting. What are you waiting? I'm bound up. What do you mean you're bound up? Just be free in the name of Jesus. No, I'm bound to the Lord. I've already gathered myself up because I was following my soul, and I had these thoughts, I had these feelings, I had these things I was going to make decisions on, and I have gathered myself up, and I have tied myself to the very hope and expectations of the Lord. Yeah, but look at what you're going through. I'm tied up. Well, that's good stuff. That's what it means. They that wait upon the Lord, those that collect themselves and tie themselves to the very hope and expectancy of God. So what's tying you up? What's tying me up? What is it that we're tied up with other than the hope and expectancy? Well, we ain't never going to get this done. Well, that's not him. I'll never be able. That's not him. So what are you tying yourself to? He says right here, tie yourself. Collect yourself and tie everything about you to the very expectancy and hope in God. And that's just one word. Wait. I sort of like that kind of waiting, don't you? So the next time you feel a little weary, you begin to understand, whoa, wait, somewhere along the line I have not tied myself, collected myself, and tied myself to the expectations of the Lord. He said, if you do that, your strength will be renewed. The word renewed means to be changed by the force of wind. To be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wind being the Holy Spirit. To be changed. He said, if you just tie your expectations, you just gather yourself up. He said, you will be renewed. You will be changed by the freshness of His presence. Strength means to have the power and the capacity to complete the task. Power and the capacity to complete. To complete does not mean I endured it. It means I completed it. Yeah. What did Paul say? I have what? Finished. The word finished means it's completed. I finished the task. I've run the race. I've kept the faith. I have completed what He sent me for. Why? Because he was tied to the hope and expectations of God. He knew how to wait upon the Lord. He says this, after that you'll be able to mount up. Well, that mount up means to spring forth and depart with the wind underneath you, with the Holy Spirit girding you up. Mount up. The eagles, when they're up on the mountainside, on the cliffs, they just wait. And then here comes this thermal updraft. You know what they do? They just jump off. 6-7 foot wingspan. They're usually around 30 inches to 36 inches tall standing. They're big birds. They're not doing any flapping. How many of you waited the other way and felt like, I'm just going to do this myself? I'm going to do this myself. So the next thing you do, you jump. Oh, I'm going to hit this hard. All you can do, all this stuff is an effort that gets you nowhere. Have you ever experienced that in your life? I'm going in the ministry. Why? Because I want to. Go ahead and jump. See, God has all the fullness of everything that He wants you to do. And this thing about you mounting up, you'll have all the power to be able to, and the capacity to be able to fulfill everything that He's given you, no matter what it is. Isn't it true? That's what the Word says. And after you get through soaring, you know they can go 10,000 feet plus and not ever flap the first wing. They can dive. They can glide at 100 miles an hour. Say what? They can glide at 100 miles an hour. They can dive at over 150. I mean, they're gone. Why does God want you to soar? He wants to take you higher so you can see more. Because the next thing you're going to do is you're going to be running. Now, I'm just going to soar. That's a novel thought. But it's not God. How do I know? Because He said you will run and not be weary, and you will walk and not faint. But you will not be able to run and not be weary and walk and not faint if you have not soared with Him first. That's the reason you got to wait for this Holy Spirit to be able to say, this is where you need to go. The Holy Spirit is extremely valuable to mine in your life. Extremely valuable. To guide us through the Word and by the Word and by His Spirit to be able to do and go where we're supposed to do and go. So once you experience that and you begin to see the fullness of what He's wanting you to see, then when you hit the ground and you hit the ground running, I think on the newsletter it says run with vision. If you haven't soared, you don't have the vision. You run with vision. He said, but you'll be able to run and run hard. And not what? And not, what was it saying? You'll not what? Grow weary. Well, the weary means to put forth an effort with very little accomplishment. Faint means to lose heart. You lose heart to go on. You ever been there? Lose heart to go on. He said,
If you'll just wait on the Holy Spirit, if you'll just tie yourself to my expectations and my hope, if you just tie yourself to that, you're gonna be able to jump out when it's time to jump out. And I'll show you. Sweet Susan, I'll show you. You mount up with wings. You know, the Bible says over in Psalm 55:6, it says, "And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, then I would fly away and what? Be at rest." His soaring, his flying, gives you rest. You're not doing all this stuff. Let's just try, we got to try to make it happen. Let's just try. I've been in churches before. They try to make the service be what they want it to be. Hey, listen. Let's try this. Let's do that one. Why? They're expecting something that they want to produce. God says He's got all that covered. We just follow Him. It's like today. I didn't come here with any of that on my mind about during worship. It was about the dryness and the thing that some people were feeling. I said, "Well, what do you want me to do with that?" You just follow the Spirit. You just jump. And let Him just take you. It was a beautiful presence of God. Beautiful presence of God, ministering to His people. Exodus 19:4 says, "You yourselves have seen," says God, "you yourselves have seen what I did with the Egyptians." You've seen that. You've seen my work. "And you saw how I bore you on eagle's wings." Why did you put me on eagle's wings? "And I put you on eagle's wings," and He says, "and brought you to me." Ooh. Ooh. "And brought you to me." That's the love of the Father. He wants to be so close. He wants you to be so tangibly knowledgeable about who He is, what He's wanting you to do, and how we are in Him and how He's in us. You know, but we can't be like, "Okay, well, this is a restaurant wait." No, this is tying myself to the hope and expectation. And by the way, that's a little bit about the restaurant. Your hope and expectation is the meal's gonna be good. But He says, tie your expectation and your hope to the Lord. It's 12:02. Can we get that other video? You're going to have to come back next week for... It wasn't a one-week message anyway. But you need to come back next week. You need to bring somebody with you. They're going to need to hear what God is saying concerning this. But right here, before we hit play, but right here, it says that, boy, I thought I was going to have to really, I said, "What does that say?" It's not in Braille. I wouldn't know how to read it anyway. Mount up. To spring forth. To go up from, to depart with the wind,
wind under your wings. Lifting you higher and higher and higher, way above 10,000 feet. And I've heard the airline pilots say, we're now cruising at 30,000 feet. Well, an eagle can go one third of that. I'm like, my goodness. You see, that's from the Lord. Mount up. Get ready. Get ready. I'm about to take you higher than you've ever known. I'm about to take you play. I'm about to show you things you've never seen. I'm about to give you an experience of your lifetime. And by the way, he don't give you one of them. He gives you a whole bunch. Mount up. Are you ready to mount up? Mount up.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be.
To the Lord.
Stand to your feet.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I wish I could be. I would fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind.
Yes, Lord. Father, you are our hero. There's no one like you.
cause us to soar beyond what we've ever seen before. Cause us to be able to wait and to tie our hope to you and your expectations. And help us, Lord, after we've soared with you and after we've gone higher than we've ever gone before, seen things and heard things we've never heard or seen before, when it's time for us to hit the ground running, God, may we not just stop and just ooh and ah over the experience. Let us enjoy it, but God calls our feet to run. Calls us to have the energy that comes from seeing what you see and knowing what you know and being who you are, being who we are in you, that we can run with passion. We will not grow weary. And we will be able to walk and not lose heart to keep going. Lord, we have great days in front of us. We have some of our best days in front of us. So prepare your people and let us run with your vision and let us tell people about our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Bless you, Lord. Now, some of you may say, I cannot believe that you played a secular song. We played Sitting on the Dock of the Bay with Otis Redding. But the message was about wasting time. There is no secular or sacred. There's good and evil. We have a tendency to draw lines because it doesn't say Jesus and it doesn't say God. We want to call that secular. That is not secular. Is the tree secular or is it sacred? Listen. The enemy wants us to draw the line and keep you out of ministry because you're doing a secular job. Your job is just as important as mine. This is message number 2. You need to get this one. You're with me. There's good and evil, not secular and sacred. Thank God for secular clothes. No, there's good and evil. I better quit. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Go running. Come back next week. Bring somebody.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.